An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
Right now, speed jokes. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending them in. We got jokes sent in today from Tom Peterson, listening in Shelton, Washington, and Kim in Marengo, and the Baron from Parts Unknown, and Michael Rutkowski, the champion at the Block Party Chili Cook-Off. You know, y'all don't have to have a nickname or moniker. You can just be Terry T-Bone, Captain in Lansing. Actually, I think that's a nickname, too. I got one from, it says here, your friend in Ottawa, Susan Butchko. It's nice to hear from you again, Susan. Future winners of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, Barry and Kathy Schultz, listening to us in Holmes Beach, Florida. Father Ron in Peru sent a joke. Paul Imes and Will Met did. One joke sender wrote, should you decide to use this joke, I would appreciate your not saying my name on the air. Paul, finally handcrafting the finest lame jokes in Dixon, Illinois, writes, greetings, King John. I know as one who strives to be a good Christian, I should celebrate the joys of my fellow travelers here on earth. But if you could send me the addresses of past winners, so the next time someone brags about owning a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, I could dispatch an angry mob in the dark of night, waving burning torches, armed with assorted but non-lethal garden tools, that would be great. Of course, if I'm ever fortunate enough, he writes, to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, I'll be telling everyone. Here we go. Horses are the fastest mammals in North America.
According to who?
Gallup. I made my last car payment yesterday.
Congrats. Yeah, how does it feel to own your own car?
I still owe Dave. I'm just not paying anymore. Now, this is smart. I saw a sign on a business that said septic tanks pumped, swimming pools filled. The next sentence was, not the same truck. You know, Dave, as we get closer to the end of the basketball season, mm-hmm. and you're having more time to rest and relax.
No,
I was
please.
Thinking about some good books for you to unwind with.
It's a full-time job, John.
Dave, have you read Makeable Putts by Betty Blozit, or Things Married Men Learn to Say by Saul Myfault?
I still have the other books you gave me,
Dave,
John.
Dave, have you read this one, I Won the Marathon by Randy Holway?
No.
Dave, have you read Irish First Aid by Are You OK?
No.
Or My Career as a Clown by Abe Ozo?
We're about done with this,
one more
right?
book for you, Dave, as mm-hmm. you head out the door. Here's How to Retire Comfortably by Mary Fermony. Mary for money. It's the same. I'm not sure how to pronounce Mary's name, but I hope you enjoy these books, Dave. Guy goes to the doctor and says he has an orgasm every time he sneezes. I'm a little nervous about this joke, can you tell?
Yes.
It says here. A guy goes to the doctor and says he has an orgasm every time he sneezes. The doctor says, what are you taking for it? And the guy says, pepper. In real estate news, there's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath pothole in the Walmart parking lot if anybody's in the market. Here's an iPhone tip for everybody in case you didn't know. Your phone can take pictures of other people, too.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a Starbucks barista, and John Williams will star as a customer.
Hey, the cops are looking for a robber who may have come through here. They say he's still at large.
Wait, he's what?
Venti. He's still at Venti.
Oh, no.